Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Scientific Healing, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. I know the power of vibrational healing, going from physicist to healer, healing both myself and hundreds of others. Get help from me with your free powerful healing audio at scientifichealer.com. I've brought you special guests to further enhance your life and health. I'd like to welcome Kate Chalonsky and David Larson to talk about a subject near and dear to my heart. Indeed, relationships can make or break your health and your business. They're so important. In fact, over the last 70 years, research in top universities like Harvard and Yale reveal this is true. Kate and Dave have a special process they've developed born out of a total of 6 decades of experience in healthcare and psychology. Their business is called Triumph Leadership Group, and their book is Heartfelt Leadership, Creating a Culture of Connection. Connection is so important now for conscious entrepreneurs and companies. Businesses, life, and life has changed dramatically since the 50s. From the salesperson or hawker, now it's person and personality oriented. Let's hear how these two amazing people jumped into this business and what inspired them. Welcome to the show, Kate and David.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you today.
I'm so excited you're here. When I met you last year, I was impressed by your positivity and upbeat personalities. Albeit it's the quality of your relationships that helped you get there. Let's tell people what you did before you two got together when you formed this partnership. Like, how did you meet?
Well, we met in a leadership training, actually. I had been in a nursing career for 28 years. And knew I wanted to do something else for the next stage of my life, and went into coaching, from there went on to do a very intense leadership training program with people from all over the country and other countries, and that is where we met. And it was while we were there that we discovered we had very similar ideas of what we wanted to create in the world, and went on to develop workshops on joy and life purpose. And eventually saw the need. People were saying, you know, we need this in the workplace. We need joy at work. And so we developed our leadership training program from there.
Yeah, so many companies want to go touchy-feely. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's not only it's awesome in many ways, but it's very practical as well. As you know, Anastasia, it's you probably remember Peter Drucker's comment that culture eats strategy for breakfast. So when it comes to doing business, when you pay attention to the culture of your business, you absolutely magnify its profitability, not just how good it feels. And my background came out of psychology, actually. I've been a psychologist in private practice since the early 80s. And I have worked with conflicts of every type, in families and individuals, stress management, dealing with business leaders around areas of conflict that they face day in and day out. And so when I met Kate, and I too liked her energy and her focus on living a life that is stress-free and joy-filled, and how easy it becomes then to be successful at business when you do that.
Well, that's absolutely true. I know that from doing my own research on doing leadership programs that the U.S. spends, U.S. companies spend $576 billion with a B, that's over $500 billion, just on sick pay. In other words, just caring for the employees that are sick. So this, your program will make a huge dent in that budget. So tell us what problems or areas or disease that you find in work areas.
Well, it usually shows up in some form of drama. You know, it might be gossiping or backbiting or blaming, assumption making, cold shoulders, resistance to cooperation, you know, those kinds of things. High turnover, tardiness, absenteeism, just a general lack of respect often occurs in businesses. And we know that 70% of Americans, anyway, don't like their jobs. Now, that's really astounding. And when you consider that it's so important to like your job, and so many don't, you can see the drain and drain and drain in American business, as you have indicated there. So the disease pops up mainly in terms of, you can see it in terms of relationship discord on the job. And then when people are not getting along, they aren't working at their best. And it really hurts the production.
Yeah, a lot of times this is something that people have spent years training for, and then they get in the job and they're just like totally disappointed. And that sends you down a path. So, you know, those things that you named in terms of energetics, like from the way I understand them, when you go down into these lower emotions and get into the place of anger and jealousy and those places, we know from scientific research that they're actually very low frequency, which means low energy. Frequency and energy are interchangeable in essence.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Then when you go into the love and joy, and it's not that we want to make happy happy, it's that we want to really solve these problems.
Right.
So,
love, respect, and compassion are very high energy, high vibrations,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly.
And fear is a very low vibration. Fear, guilt, anger tend to be lower vibrations. Yeah.
And when people behave that way, they're usually out of integrity, which also takes their own energy down, like really hugely, and it affects the perpetrator, and it also affects the victim.
Right. We've all walked into a room, haven't we, when someone is depressed or angry, and it kind of takes over the whole room, right? And the same can happen when people are upbeat and joyful. It really helps us be upbeat and joyful and creative and productive as well.
Right. We all have mirror neurons, and we send out those waves. We know this for a fact from research at the Heart Institute, Heart Math Institute, for example. And we send out those waves, and the higher the waves, the more they're high energy, the more it affects everybody around us, and our mirror neurons pick it up. And we get that way. So I think it's interesting. Not only do we hear them and see them, but we also feel them. So in the minute or so that we have left, let's give them a little hint on what it is you do, and we'll get to it after the break.
Sure. Well, what we love to do most is go into organizations that really want to catapult their productivity. And we do it by addressing the culture of the businesses. So we work with individuals, especially the leaders of the organizations, to help them shape the atmosphere that creates relationships that work together well. And it not only produces, higher productivity, but just feels better too.
Awesome. I want to remind all our listeners that you're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. And today my guests are the joyous David Larson and Kate Shalonsky. We'll be diving deeper into their transformation process, which has helped businesses improve their bottom line and individuals have better relationships.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your health is your wealth. Your prosperity is tied directly into your personal energy and health. Are you ready for abundance? Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos is the scientific healer, author, speaker, and teacher dedicated to helping you live your most energized and healthy life. Go to www.scientifichealer.com now and sign up for Anastasia's free powerful healing audio and weekly newsletter. Let's get you going with training, mentoring, and support to energize you to your healthiest and most abundant life.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back. You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. You can discover more about scientific healing and the deceptively simple processes for helping you get to your next level of health and success in your career and relationships. Go to scientifichealing.com. Before the break, we were talking with Kate and David about their process for producing more harmonious and loving relationships at work and at home. And you heard how it's directly related to success. Let's get more specific and find out what you, the listeners, can do to improve your relationships by their method. Welcome back, Kate and David.
Thank you.
I'm sure our listeners are really curious whether this is even possible for them. Can you describe a case or two that came to you for help and how you resolved it?
Sure. There was a particular case that was so extreme that the boss was absolutely frazzled and did not know what to do about it. And it was a case of a sales team, and one member had been there since the company started. She was not a college graduate, but was excellent at what she did. She knew everything about the company. And after 12 years in, they hired a new fellow who was a college graduate, great in sales, and was really beginning to meet her numbers, and it became a competition. And she really got rattled by him and started to, her behavior became very, very negative and affected the entire team. It was contagious, and everyone was getting pulled down. So they called us in to work with them. And in a very short time, after sitting them down and creating a safe space where everyone could be at their best, and we focused on the gifts of each person and focused on how we are all unique, we are not the same, and cleared the air, cleaned up the messes, they got to the point where they were actually able to support one another. And it came with understanding and, of course, with communication that, you know, it had been going on. They were not talking. They were just at each other, sabotaging each other. And things were going downhill fast. So that turned it around. I mean, with the simple case of stop and then listen to each other and share how you feel. And with some guidance, of course, they were able to resolve all of those differences and end up playing on the same team.
Yeah, so how long did that take you? You know, how long did it take to turn that around?
Well, I saw we broke through a big rock, a big rock in the very first.
I can imagine.
It was in the very first meeting, which was in person, and it was the 14 members, and we broke through that where everyone, the way we describe it is when we see people show up at their best. When we're combative, we're not at our best. And being able to focus, and the way we get to people where we reach them and they listen to us and they want to feel good is we focus on what's great about them, not focus on what they're doing wrong or what's bad, but because that's not who they really are. We go to the heart. Yeah, we go to the heart.
And that's absolutely true with a woman who had been recognized as the sales leader. And so she took that as her big like the big great thing about her, right?
Mm-hmm.
The big great thing about her, right? And so then by pointing it out, this isn't the only great thing about you. And if somebody else helps with sales, then the whole company thrives.
Yes, that pretty much points to the focus of our training with leadership, is that we are not what we do. If I was a nurse, I'm no longer a nurse. You know, that's not my identity. So we take people to this wonderful place where they can discover who they really are. And when we interrelate in that way, in that realm, it's beautiful. That's
exactly
where love is. That's where joy is.
So
and when
it is. I so agree. So what part do you use, or what part does energy play in healing relationships?
Well, I know it's kind of non-traditional to use the word love in business, but we are very free to use that word because it's about loving ourselves and loving others that draws out our best. In fact, one of the things that we emphasize when we're working with groups is that each person on the team, their uniqueness is their greatest offering to the team. It goes way beyond their technical skills, that your technical skills can be replaced by another person, but your uniqueness can never be replaced by somebody else. That's your greatest value to the team. So as people learn to appreciate their uniqueness, and we help them understand that and know it and claim it, their self-esteem goes way up. They appreciate themselves and their own power, and then they can see the beauty in their coworkers. And it takes all the competition out of being the best or whatever, because they help each other be their best, and and they work together, you know, for the rest of the team. So it's an energetic, energy raising type process that we're using.
Yeah, that's right, David. And what's also very cool when we talk to people about to notice what it feels like when you are in the midst of a room full of angry people. You know, we say, like, notice how that feels. How energetic do you feel? How inspired are you? And everyone, you know, agrees that they feel terrible. Even if you walk into a room right after an argument took place, you can feel that. You can feel it in the space. And when we invite them.
Well, it hangs in on the walls. It hangs in on the walls, in the air, on the seats, on the couches, in the light fixtures, the curtains, everywhere. That vibration, that energy just got put in there. And it's those subtle things that people aren't even aware of, even though we reflect the fall off, we get the fallout from all of that, and we reflect it in our bodies, but we're not always, you know, keenly aware of it. And I know when I walk into a room and my energy is depleted, I say, "Ooh, bad stuff must have happened here," and I just have to clear that room right out.
Exactly, and everyone can relate to that, you know. And even though they might not have been able to explain it, they know what that is. So, and naturally, they want to be in a space that is uplifting, and they realize we show them how they can be a part of that, and everyone is responsible.
And so when people come home from, they come home and they might even have difficult relationships at home, does that also improve their home life?
It does. It does. We just did a 2-day training this week with a group of people, and everyone was talking about after day one, when they came back the following morning, how they were practicing their skills with their spouses and their children, and how effective it was. And that's the beauty of this, is people are people. You know, we all want the same thing, regardless of our age. And the workplace is one place, you know, our homes is another. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, sitting, the person you're sitting next to on the bus. You know, we all are relating, whether we know it or not.
So can either of you give the listeners a tip or two on how they can get started right away to start moving into improving their relationships?
Oh, sure. Shall I go first, David?
Oh, go ahead. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm the talkative outgoing one, so I'm mindful of this relationship I'm in with my business partner.
I can't imagine how that could be.
Yes. Well, the first tip I like to focus on with people is the power of self-love. How much we love ourselves, respect ourselves, honor ourselves will reflect back to those around us. And we come across a lot of people that feel uncomfortable with that and are uneasy about or think it's selfish to love themselves. And we tell them that's not it at all. You're actually giving a service to other people when you are loving you, when you're respecting you.
Right, it's like putting your own oxygen mask on first before you help anybody else.
Yeah, that's a great way of saying it. So that's a great first tip, a place to start. And it actually you feel better. When you feel better, you're going to relate to others better.
Right, and another way to put that is you also accept all your flaws. You know, you love your flaws as much as your assets.
Yeah.
And as soon as you can love your flaws, you can look around and see other people and you can like them even though they have flaws too, right?
Exactly.
How about
self-forgiveness too, yes.
Yeah. So how about you, David? Do you have a quick tip?
Well, sure. One of the things that we've found very helpful in the past is in terms of resolving conflict, that we help people see that whenever there's a conflict or a disagreement going on between people or there's tension between people, what we encourage people to do is look for the fear that is in the relationship. For example, people might be angry at each other about something, but if they're angry, if you look underneath that, you realize, oh, somebody is afraid of something. I might be angry at you because I'm afraid you're going to hurt me, or I'm afraid that what you're doing is going to affect my numbers or my reputation or whatever. So I might get angry about that. Or if I'm jealous of what you're doing, if I look underneath that, there's a fear that I may not be able to get the attention you're getting or do as well as you. And so when we're helping people resolve conflicts, we're helping them look at the fears, which is the lower vibrational energy, and resolve the fears that are the foundation for the conflicts or the disagreements. And so often people focus on the differences they have in terms of what people are doing, or they focus on the things in a business rather than the emotions or the feelings that underlie all behavior. And so we teach people how to do that simply and effectively and resolve those underlying fears.
Right. So I just want to point out to everyone that's listening is that even though I do energy healing, there's a lot of different ways you can do energy healing. And this is in particular one of them, by helping people drop their fears and move into love space, which is going from that low frequency up into that high frequency. And as soon as we get into that, we get into our higher selves.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to come from a place of love and start understanding not just ourselves and our flaws, but also everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about how people can find you. Yeah, so we're running down. We have a couple of minutes left, so I just want to make sure that everybody hears how they can find you, and you have something special for the listeners today too.
We do. We encourage people to go to our website. That's the fastest way to reach us, which is triumphleadership.com, triumphleadership.com. And our services are delineated there, and the opportunities that are available to people are there, and how to reach us, reach out to us and visit with us or discuss issues are available there. And one of the things there's a couple of things we want people to notice there. One is that we're on a more personal level, we're doing a cruise next September. We're calling it the Love Boat Cruise because we're going with established couples who want to deepen their relationships with each other. And we're going to pull out all the stops in terms of helping people to have more satisfying, more deep and gratitude-based and powerful intimate relationships with each other. So there's information there about that. And then we also have a gift for everybody that's listening today. And Kate, do you want to tell them about that?
Yeah, sure. We have a club called the Fulfillionaire Club. We trademarked the word, and you can imagine what that means is you can be a millionaire or a billionaire and have lots of money, but what's really important is to be fulfilled. And so we have access, and we're offering to any listeners that would like to join the club for 90 days for free. And it is what happens with that is a weekly video or audio from us that comes into your inbox. It's just a few minutes long, a little bit of inspiration to get your work week started. And that happens every Monday morning. And the place for that on the website is the bottom right. And all you have to do is click where it says click here for your membership. It will ask for your credit card information, which is just held. You will not be charged. And the code word is relationships, right, David?
Yes. Yes, the promo code, relationships, all small letters. And if you enter that in there, that gets you into the program for free for 90 days. And we'll
okay,
be coming
so
to
that's
you.
Okay, so that's relationship with no S or S? Relationship.
With
an S at the end. Okay, so let me reiterate because we've come at the end of the show. It went quick, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Right. So to reach them, to go to triumphleadership.com, you can click the cruise button to find out about the cruise, or you can go to the bottom of the page for their Fulfillionaire 3-month trial, and you type in relationships with an S. Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos and for our wonderful guests, Kate Shalonsky and David Larson. Let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for your free powerful healing audio that allowed one of my clients to get more productive and earn more money because she felt so centered, clear-headed, and energetic. Mark your calendars so you can join us next week for another powerful conversation with Joyce Gerber this time about her practical process for dramatic healing, all on Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, hosted on Vivid Life Radio.
Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. To feel and look younger and more energized today, go to www.scientifichealer.com and get your free powerful healing audio. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now, take a deep breath before you go about your day.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.